Apart from the first Sunday, this is the second time I'm preaching, or the first time I'm preaching after New Year's service. And God gave us a very interesting message. What is the theme of the year? Oh, say it again. So this morning, I'm teaching on the subject, walking in godliness. Walking in godliness. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 to 5. Lift your right hand and ask the Lord to give you clarity into the sermon. Ask the Lord that, Lord, speak to me. Speak the language of the Spirit. And ask the Lord to open your spirit to receive His word. Thank you for your presence, and thank you for what you are about to do through your word. In Jesus' name, amen. For the weapons of our warfare, are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Verse 5. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Bringing into captivity every single thought to the obedience of Christ. I repeat that one. Bringing into captivity. Give me the NLT version of that quickly. Bringing into captivity every thought in obedience to Christ. We destroy every proud obstacle that keeps people from knowing God. We capture their rebellious thoughts and teach them to obey Christ. Godliness is a warfare. To live a godly life is a warfare, because you are a spirit and you are living in a body. And our bodily desires and fleshly desires are still communicating to our minds. So if a man will live a godly life, if our lifestyles are going to be godly, then we must know that we are in a warfare to ensure that we live a God-pleasing life. Walking in godliness in 2024 will not be cheap, because there is so much ungodliness all around us, so close to us, like our phones. So walking in godliness, I know in your New Year resolution, one of the things you wrote down was that you wanted to get closer to God. Yes or no? You wanted to love God more. Yes or no? But I want to let you know, it will not come on a silver platter. It will come as a battle. It will come as a warfare. It will come as a struggle between your spiritual desires and your mortal desires. Romans chapter 7, verse 15. Romans chapter 7, verse number 15. For that which I do, a very interesting scripture. For that which I do, I allow not. That means things that I don't allow, I end up doing. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. Give me the Amplified version. And then I'll read to you the contemporary English. It said, for I do not understand my own actions. Am I talking to someone? Yeah. I do not understand. Paul was speaking. He said he doesn't understand his own actions. I am baffled and bewildered by them. Don't you get surprised some of the things you are able to do? Hello? Yeah. There are sometimes you enter into certain things and you're like, is it me? Am I the one? I'm shocked. Hey, Charlie Prince, you can do this. Paul is saying the same thing. He said, the things that I really want to do, I found myself not being able to do. He said, I do not practice what I want to do. Does it happen to you? Is it a witness here? Yeah. The things I want to do, I'm not able to do. But I am doing the very thing I hate. and yielding to my human nature, my worldliness, my sinful capacity. Listen to me, in your flesh is a negative capacity. In our flesh is a sinful capacity. Our flesh has the capacity to direct us into worldliness. Our flesh has the force to push us into things that we hate. There are things you are doing that you actually hate. There are things we are doing that our souls hate them. But somewhere, somehow, we find ourselves committing them on a daily basis. Contemporary English version says, in fact, I don't understand why I act the way I do. I like that one. I don't do what I know is right. I do the things I hate. It's possible to be doing things you hate and be doing it very well. Are you here with me? And it's possible to do the things you love and do it lackadaisically. So the very thing that the Apostle Paul said he hated, he found himself doing it every time. And this is the testimony of most people in the church. Our souls are doing things that our souls don't like. Say, walking in godliness. Say, Lord, help me to walk with you in a pure heart. In Jesus' name. Amen. God knows those who trust in him. God is aware in the midst of his people. Nahum chapter 1 verse 7 to 8. In the midst of his people, he knows those who trust him. And those who trust God live godly lives. Those who trust God live to please the Lord. The Bible said that the Lord is good and stronghold in the day of trouble. And he knoweth them that trust in him. Not just those who love him, but those who trust in him. Verse 8, he said, but with an overrunning flood, he will make an utter end of the place thereof, and darkness shall pursue his enemies. May you not find yourself in a place where heaven will identify you as an enemy of God. A man who trusts in God will live a godly life. Yes. When you trust God, if you say, a lot of us, if I ask who doesn't trust God, I don't get anybody here. Everyone says, I'm trusting God. I'm trusting you, Lord Jesus. Trusting only you. Trusting you for full salvation. So everybody seems to look like he has an orientation in trusting God. You have to learn to fight to live a holy life, because your holiness will be contested. Your godliness will be contested. Situations and circumstances, the people you interact with day and night and week upon week, are going to be potential obstacles in your way to godliness. And that is why you must learn to fight it. And you see, the prodigal son had to rise to fight his situation. The Bible said that one day he came to his senses and he said, no. That was a fight. That was a declaration of a stand that I must not be where I am. He came to himself and immediately he had the capacity to walk out of the situation. The day you begin to have the mindset that you are fighting to live a holy life. Oh, pastor, we are not supposed to fight. I mean, grace is available. The Bible said that fight the good fight of faith. One of the fightings of the Christian is to fight to be holy. Is to fight to be godly. Is to fight to have a pure mind. Is to fight to have a clean heart. Because every time the devil is putting a way to pump an idea into your mind, I pray that by the end of this teaching, something will erupt in your spirit. Walking with God will demand walking in godliness. A generation has risen where we don't respect godliness again. Life is not lived anyhow if life will be meaningful to us. A life that is lived anyhow will have no direction and it will have no capacity to contain the glory of God. Nothing in this life happens by chance. A great life is lived under divine instructions. And one of the divine instructions is that we should take captivity of every thought and bring it into obedience to Christ. Every single thought, that is an instruction. Now, three characteristics of divine instructions. As God has instructed us to bring every thought into obedience with Christ. When God instructs you, number one, He is not seeking your opinion. The instructions of God are meant to be received and obeyed. Number two, the instructions of God are not for our convenience. So you don't decide when you begin to obey God's instructions. A delayed obedience to divine instructions is a total disobedience. So divine instructions are in themselves a blessing, but you may never see the blessing of God. And sometimes, listen, when you are praying for God's blessing, God will give you an instruction. And for some of you, your New Year resolutions and your dreams and your goals and your purposes that you have laid before God in your covenant day of sacrifice, in your new year, in your crossover, God is giving you the answer. And the answer is that it's time for you to walk with me in godliness, in purity, and in holiness. That is the instruction. God wanted to make Abraham the father of many nations. He gave him an instruction. And in the obedience of the instruction, he became a father of many nations. God is not a magician. That is what we mean. God makes men. Follow me and I will make you. In the making of a man in God's hand, the man must walk in godliness. May every filthiness in your mind begin to wash away in the name of Jesus. Your amen is not strong. Only fighters become overcomers. Whatever is defeating your morality, whatever is defeating your faith, whatever is defeating your willpower, you got to rise and fight it. What you don't want, you do not watch. What you don't want, you don't entertain. What you don't resist will continue to remain. And what you don't confront will continue to conquer you. It's time for you to see that walking in godliness is a fight. It's a good fight of faith. Because your cleanliness, the whiteness of your garment is a target of the enemy. And I will show you at the end of the teaching in about 25 minutes what it means for your garment to be soiled. You can labor in vain. You can become helpless because your garment is soiled. I pray for you in the name of Jesus that you will become an example of a man who is walking with God. I pray for you in the name of Jesus that you will become a lady of who is walking in godliness with God. In the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a good clap offering, someone. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12. You have to fight to become an overcomer. You have to battle it. You need to identify it as a battle. It's a fight, a good fight of faith. Lay hold. Stretch to hold. Make an effort to hold. Position yourself to hold. Live in a way to hold it. Lay hold on eternal life. When you receive eternal life, lay hold on it. Whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. May God cause you to walk with Him in holiness and godliness in 2024. In 2024, you have to put up a fight against chronic sins you usually walk in. Every individual has chronic sins. Your sins, your practical sins, are different from your sister's practical sins. And if you don't rise up to call it a fight, that this is a fight against my destiny, that this is a plot of the enemy to dim my glory. But this is a strategy of the enemy to keep me in the place of no advancement. If you don't declare it a battle, it will continue to be the little foxes that is destroying the vine of your destiny. Now, filthy garments. Somebody say garments. Say garments. Everybody has a garment at every given time. There is no naked person in the realms of the spirit. There is no naked person. God never made anyone to be naked. There is no naked person in this world. Everybody has a covering. When God created Adam and Eve, they had no physical cloth on them, but they were covered with God's glory. Then when they sinned in Genesis 3 and they lost the covering, the divine covering, they made themselves coverings of leaves. Then God came and helped them to make what? A covering of an animal skin. There is nobody without a garment. And your garment is very critical. People will look at you before they address you. What you have worn speaks of who you are. So spiritual matters, when you read the Bible well in Revelations, you will see that all men that are translated and appear in heaven, or angels or whoever is in heaven, they are in white garments. So garment is very important. If you want to know I'm a soldier man, you see my garment. You want to know I am a military man or I'm a seps man, you see my garment. A doctor, you see my garment. So your garment is very important. So one day, there was a high priest called Joshua. The intercessor lifted the prayer topic in that regard. The high priest Joshua was ministering. High priests are people who intercede for God's people. So basically, he was praying for Israel. He was making declarations. He was prophesying. He was serving the Lord, but his authority was taken away. You can be a Christian and your authority is taken away because the garment you are in is soiled. So though you are actively doing something, your labor is going to be vain. No matter what you accrued, it is vain, because when the fires of heaven passes through, nothing will be left. So high priest, he's not even a priest, he's a high priest. So, and remember, we are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, and all that, called to show forth the glory of God, of the Lord. The high priest was anointed or with original anointing. I say original anointing oil, not the one you buy. He was anointed with original anointing oil. But this is him ministering, and his garment was dirty. Zechariah chapter 3, verse 1 to 5. Give me a softer version. I don't know. I pray that this message awakens somebody into the path of godliness. Your amen is not strong. And he showed me Joshua, the high priest. The angel of the Lord showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord. The accuser, Satan, was there at the angel's right hand, making accusations against Joshua. Yeah, he was standing at the right hand, showing a place of authority. Joshua gave him access to possess his place of authority. I don't know where your authority has gone to. I don't know whom you have given your authority to. But as you begin to walk with God in godliness, as you begin to walk with God in purity of thoughts and ideas, I see you coming to the place of authority once again. I see the restoration of your authority of righteousness. I see your place of authority being given to you. In those days, when you are going to act on behalf of the king, you have to have the scepter. The scepter of the king must be stretched on you. Then you have the authority. So Joshua was ministering, and the accuser of the brethren, that Satan, came accusing, speaking to the angel of the Lord. Listen to what happened. And the Lord said to Satan, I, the Lord, reject your accusations. God is so powerful, God is so loving, that even when you are in filthy garment, he will give you time. But the filthy garment must be changed. In the mercy of God, God is giving you time to repair your ways, to get back to track. Had it not been for that, he would just stop the accusation of Satan and leave the high priest like that. But look at what happened. And the Lord said to Satan, I, the Lord, reject your accusation, Satan. Yes, the Lord, who has chosen Jerusalem, rebukes you. There is always something that strikes the heart of God when it comes to his covenant. He has a covenant with Jerusalem, and that is something he will not compromise on. So because of that, he will not allow Satan to destroy his man. That is why you are not consumed. That is why you have thousands and one reasons why you must come to church and worship and thank God. Because if God has counted your iniquities and your mistakes against you, my sister, you shouldn't be alive. But somewhere, somehow, God buys time for us. The mercy of God buys time so that we can make a U-turn when we come to our senses. I thought you are giving the Lord a good clap offering. The mercy buys time for you. It buys time till some prayers are full, till some wisdom is full, till some knowledge comes to you. Then you make the U-turn. Listen, God is not happy with filthy garments, but God will never be happy if the devil destroys you. So that is why, though you are going through some secret and some wild things that you don't want anybody to know, it seems nothing is happening to you. It doesn't mean that the devil is not aware of what you are doing. It doesn't mean that God is not aware. God is just out of his bound abundance mercy is sustaining you, because there is destiny over you. There is something for you to do. He is not in the business destroying his own. He will preserve his own, remold his own, and launch them again. I see that in 2024, God will break you. God will melt you. God will mold you and deploy you for his glory. Say a big amen and give the Lord a good clap offering. He said, this man is like burning stick that has been snatched from the fire. Verse 3. He said, Joshua's clothing was filthy as he stood there before the angel. Oh, Jesus. Verse 4. So the angel said to the others standing there, take off his filthy garments. That garment must be taken off. That garment must be taken off, because it can deny the authority of the righteous man. That garment must be taken. And turning to Joshua, he said, see, I have taken away your sins, and now I am giving you these fine clothing. No man is naked in the realms of the spirit. Today, may God give you fine new garments. Receive fine new garments in the name of Jesus. Celebrate God with a good clap offering. You will not be helpless in 2024. The high priest was helpless. He was ministering, but he was helpless, powerless. All that he was saying was not making sense, because the garment was dirty. And then I said, they should also place a clean turban on his head. Authority was restored. I see your authority in the realms of the spirit restored. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Our righteousness in Christ flourishes in true holiness. Our righteousness in Christ flourishes in true holiness. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 24. It is in true holiness. The righteousness of Christ was created, or it was created in true holiness. Not any other thing. Yesterday, as I listened to Benahin, I couldn't go off the stream. I was there till they finished. Almost 11 something. I couldn't just take off. And this is a man who had been born again for 52 years. Yes. That means the accuracy of the word of the Lord on his lips has been tried for long. And listen, if you have salvation, if you have the Holy Spirit, one of the lives that should be spilling out of your destiny is true holiness. Yes. The Bible said that there are different kinds of righteousness. Other religions have different kinds of righteousness that they work towards it. But we don't work towards our righteousness. It is made in Christ. So what type of righteousness did Christ give to us? That righteousness, it flourishes If you want to flourish, Lord, make me a flourishing vine. Plant yourself in true holiness. Plant yourself. He said, and that ye put on the new man. If you have a new man in Christ, which is after God, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. A Christian is a Christian when he's burning with the flames of holiness. A Christian is a Christian when the rivers of godliness is flowing through his life. I came to provoke you. I came to present you to the word of the Lord, which is able to empower you to live the God kind of life. And from today, I see you living the God kind of life. From today, I see you living the God kind of life in the mighty name of Jesus. All evil acts, now I'm coming to the crust of the message. All evil acts are birthed through evil thoughts. All evil acts are released through the womb of evil thoughts. Anytime an evil thought flourishes in you, you are bound to commit an evil act. Anytime an evil thought is established in your mind, you are bound to become an instrument of unrighteousness. That is why we read 2 Corinthians. Let's go back there again. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 to 5. Rakata baba shatakaya. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations. Say imaginations. Say in the name of Jesus, every imagination in my mind that is anti-God, that is against righteousness, that speaks against holiness, that speaks against purity, that speaks against living by the word of the Lord, I destroy that imagination in the name of Jesus by the weapons of mine in God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Give the Lord a clap offering for an answered prayer. Casting down imaginations. You think Osama bin Laden just got up to bomb the World Trade Center? He planned it. Well planned. Anytime an evil is executed, an evil plan, an evil thought, an evil imagination. Before Abraham could agree to sleep with Hagar, I believe for years, Abraham, Pastor AB, Uncle AB, Papa AB has been spying Hagar for a long time and was looking for an opportune time to strike. So when the wife gave him the scholarship, go ahead. He said, for your sake, I will go ahead. But deep down in his heart, it was a dream, an evil dream come true. Any evil dream in your mind, may the Lord help you to delete it out of your mind. He said, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. From today, receive the capacity, receive the boldness to pull into obedience every thought that enters your mind in the mighty name of Jesus. Every stronghold in your mind determines your lifestyle. So if you have a stronghold of righteousness, the rivers of righteousness will flow through your life. If you have the strongholds of evil thoughts, some people, all of us came to God with everything we had. Everything you had acquired in the world, you came to God with it. The way you talk, the vocabularies you know, everything. But these things, according to this scripture, must be brought into obedience. So whilst you are submitting it to the obedience of Christ, the light of Christ will shine on those thoughts. If they are not of him, he will expose it. And your duty is to purge yourself, is to take that thought literally and throw it out. Present the next thought, throw it out if it's not good, until a time comes that your mind becomes a stronghold of righteousness, godliness, and purity. Then it begins to reflect in your actions. You cannot be godly until your mind is purified. You can act godliness. That's why many of us act it. You perform it, but it is not in you. Because in your medulla oblongata, kalada bahayas, are thoughts of evil. May divine editing begin to take place this morning. Receive divine editing. Receive divine editing. Until we conquer evil thoughts, we cannot overcome evil acts. Philippians chapter 4 verse 8. The scriptures are needed. Don't go to a church that they don't preach from scripture. Don't waste your time there. The word must be the basis of preaching, not human thoughts. Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, haladevahoshaya. So these are the things, these are the cardinal points or filters our thoughts must pass through. So whatsoever things are true, what you are saying, is it true? What you are trying to insinuate, is it true? Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely. Have a lovely mind. Have a pure mind. Have an honest mind. Whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. These are the 8 strongholds of righteousness that must be in our minds. 3 ways to purify our minds. I end with that part. I'll continue in the second service. 3 ways to purify. How many of you want to purify your thoughts? Let me see. Yeah, I want to purify my thoughts. Because every now and then, as you move through life, people offend you and you begin to plot. Every time the devil is moving to and fro, looking for someone to devour. And before he devours you, he must conquer your mind. Purification of the mind is very critical. We need to be purified in our minds. The first thing you will do to purify your mind is that you must engage in prayer of deliverance from all forms of temptations. Prayer of deliverance. You must engage in the prayer of deliverance from all forms of temptation. Matthew chapter 6 verse 13. That temptations that will overcome you. Temptations, many forms of temptations. You can go for a party and you are trapped to do something that is not godly. So any party you must not go, you have to pray that God will deliver you from such temptation. It could be an offense from a brother or a sister. Any offense that will be stronger than your capacity to forgive, you have to pray that God deliver me from these temptations. He said, and lead us not. This was Jesus praying. This is Jesus' prayer. If there is anybody we need to emulate, it's Jesus. He prayed that lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. May God deliver you from temptation that will overcome you. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. May you walk in the path of the kingdom. May you walk in the path of power. And may you walk in the path of glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Receive deliverance from evil thoughts. I said receive deliverance from evil thoughts. In Jesus' name, amen. Number 2, we must ensure that the word of the Lord is dwelling richly in us. This is why you cannot joke with your daily devotion. Maybe I need to teach on how to do an effective daily devotion. I need to. I think I have the notes there. I never taught it. I said I would teach it some time ago. You must ensure that the word of the Lord dwells in you richly. Because with every temptation is a scripture. Remember Jesus. in the wilderness when he was being tempted in Matthew chapter 4. When the devil says this, you say, it is written. When the devil says you do this, the devil will always give you instructions. God will also give you instructions. The devil gives instructions. They are counter instructions. But the true instructions under which we must obey are divine instructions from the Lord. I declare over your life that from today, your spirit will yearn to study the Bible. Stop following social media short messages. You have to take, I mentioned a software I said everybody should install. Projection team, type it on the screen if I mention it. Bible 356. Bible 356. Bible space 356. Write it down. Bible space 356. Every day they will take you through three different books of the Bible. You read an Old Testament, you read the New Testament, read another New, or they change it. And every day you are sure to read 4 chapters. And when you follow it, by the end of the year, you would have read the whole Bible. And you will understand your argument, your life, your decision making will automatically be engineered in the factory of the Word. I pray that you begin to desire. Colossians chapter 3 verse 16. Quickly. Colossians 3 verse 16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. Let the word of the Lord, the word of Christ, dwell in you richly in all wisdom. If you portray a wisdom, it must be something bought from the word of the Lord. Luke chapter 2 verse 52. And the child and the Lord Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature and in the favor with God and man. Growing in wisdom is dependent on the quality of your Bible study. Don't be deceived. There are so many deceptions going on. Doctrines of demons all over the place. People just rise up and they can just begin to teach anything on social media. How will you live a life of godliness? How will you walk with God in godliness and know that you are walking with God? May you not get there one day and God says that I don't know you. You can only be sure God knows you and you know God when you are constantly with his word. When you are reflecting in his word. Yesterday, Benahin was saying, one time whilst he was with the Lord in prayer and Bible study, he switched off the light in his room, but there was still light in the room. What a presence. When you stay long with God's word, when you keep following God's word, when you keep practically picking God's word, as you study and practice, God begins to usher you into a new realm of revelation, a new realm of glory, and everything concerning your life begin to tally to divine purpose. I see people walking in strong word. I see people flourishing in the word of the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. And the third thing to clinch, you can clap and give God praise. The third thing for you to do is that you must engage the blood of Jesus to cleanse your conscience from evil thoughts. Three things. Pray for deliverance from temptations. Number two, let the word of the Lord dwell in you richly. And number three, pray that the blood of Jesus will cleanse your conscience. Hebrews chapter 9 verse 14, our last scripture. Hebrews 9, 14. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? We have to pray every day that Lord, purge my conscience, because there are things eating you up. There are things in your mind you cannot share with people. You cannot tell anyone. But they are eating you up and crippling your advancement with your walk with God. You have to do these three things. Pray for deliverance from temptation. When you pray that prayer, some of your friends will break off your life. When you pray that prayer, you have the capacity to walk out of places of evil. When you begin to eat the word of the Lord, you become more worthy,
more wordy. W-O-R-D-Y. Your life, your talks, your argument. Some of you are full of football. All you talk about is argument on football. There must be times that when we meet you, those days when you meet a Christian, it's all about scripture. What I've studied, what the Lord has told me. When even issues come up, we use the Bible said. Now, when there's an issue, and the pastor or whoever says, but Bible says, oh, put it aside, let's talk reality. Your reality is the word of the Lord. But when you become more carnal, you relegate the word of the Lord and go for human wisdom. And at the end of the road, you will start looking for God. And you may not quickly connect to Him because you've gone far. I pray for someone in the name of Jesus. I want you to rise up and let's pray that three prayer. I want you to pray in 3 minutes. Rise up on your feet and let's pray. Pray in 3 minutes. That Lord, deliver me from every temptation that will soil my garment. Number two, give me a strong desire for your word. And number three, Lord, by the flowing of the blood of Jesus, I cleanse my conscience from every dead works. Lift your voice and pray in the name of Jesus. Redozi vrada vahataya. Rebarada bashata kaba. Ratinemenemeneme father. Deliver us, Lord, from financial temptations. Deliver us from emotional temptations. Deliver us from moral temptations. Deliver us from marital temptations. Deliver us from spiritual temptations. Temptations that are stronger than our capacity. Lebra kashada bababa. Rada kashata kabalaba. Deliver us from bad associations. In the name of Jesus. Lebro sivala gadaba. Rakaba. Deliver us from evil counsels. Deliver us from evil advices. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray that, Lord, you will give us the desire for your word. A strong desire for your word. A strong appetite for your word. A strong desire. Open our eyes. Open our eyes. And David prayed a prayer that thy word have I hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. He said in Psalm 119, verse 18, so open down my eyes that I may see the wondrous things that are in your word. Lord, open our eyes to see and love your word. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray by the power in the blood of Jesus, purify our thoughts, wash our conscience from every appetite of dead works, every establishment of dead works. We declare our thoughts are brought into obedience to Christ Jesus in the mighty name of Jesus. Leba kashadaba, ragadola mashadaba, lebra katala mamaya, akenene mashibrokota, makenene mashaya, alabrakata. Please put your hand on your head and pray for 1 minute. If you speak in tongues, just speak in tongues and pray. If you don't speak in tongues, just keep praying the Lord. By the washing of the blood, let every dead work be washed out of my conscience. In the name of Jesus, rekataba, a strong flooding of the blood of Jesus. A strong flooding. Let the blood flood my mind. Let the blood flood my conscience. For 2024, I want to walk with God in godliness, in purity, and holiness. In the name of Jesus, let the flow of the Spirit of the Lord begin to flow in my mind, begin to flow in my heart, convicting me of every sin, convicting me of a lifestyle that does not bring godliness, that does not edge on the glory of the Lord in my life. Let my conscience be purged. Let my conscience be purged by the blood, by the blood of Jesus. Leba kabala, leba gada, lazibo rekete, ribo rada bani maha, lebre ketelea, lebra kata. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. Oh, I live for you. Hello, every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake. Oh, Lord, have your way. your two hands. Let's sing it again.
Oh Lord, I give you my heart.
Father, we thank you. This is our desire. This is our prayer this morning, that we will live godly to bring you all praise. In Jesus' name, amen. If you believe that, give the Lord a clap.